This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2018 Aries Full Moon. The full moon takes place on September 24th or 25th, 2018, at 7:52 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 10:52 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 2:52 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, 12:52 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, at 1 degrees Aries, 59 minutes, 1 degrees Libra, 59 minutes. This year's Aries full moon is like the Facebook relationship status option. It's complicated. Unlike that cryptic status, though, the moon packs the encouragement and gumption to do something about the situation. The event takes place on the I-other axis, which seesaws between me-first individualism and coexisting with someone else. The signs of the axis, Aries and Libra, span impulsive, daring, risk-taking versus seeking cooperation and common ground. The axis pits just-do-it impulses against social niceties. Going it alone, Lone Ranger, or leading the charge, Captain Kirk, against being a team player and playing well with others. The emotional escalation of any Aries full moon heats up the individual end of the relationship axis. This time, the cresting comes with textures. It's complicated. Emotions are running high. They're hair trigger, extreme even. We may be quick to jump to conclusions, jump into the fray or into a fight, or just plain fight. We may be feeling too much alone and unsupported, as if we are the only person who can get this show on the road. And perhaps we are overreacting to the world at large, or because of the world at large, or on behalf of the world at large. Something bigger than this moment in time is stirring the pot. The moon is tightly conjunct Chiron, which ignites issues of pain and healing associated with risking, leading, taking charge, or, here's a solution, delegating. All of it feels larger than life, or at least larger than your individual life. Chiron is at the Aries point, the first degree of the zodiac, and linking our current emotional harvest to the world at large, and perhaps pulling in the isolationist wounding of all humanity. Whatever is rising up, it's hardly quiet. The event bustles with jabber, negotiating, collaborating, texts, greeting cards, and connecting. Cue Bing Crosby's song, Can't We Talk It Over? That's flying off the sun's conjunction with messenger god Mercury, giving minds and conversations a good hard look at the emotional flow. And much of the thoughts, conversations, and data involves issues of nourishment and mothering whispered to Mercury from nearby Ceres. All this information is scurrying up and down a two-way street, some providing objectivity and commentary on the heart fire eruptions, and some fueling them. The give and take is suited for voicing any question or topic you want, particularly if you've been hesitant or cautious before. No caution in sight under this full moon. None of the chatter is idle either. It's leading to action. And how? Something's got to give as a palpable, multifaceted vibe pulsing through us, our relationships, and life in general. It's forcing action on possibilities and considerations that swirled throughout the summer. The force works like a cleanup batter with runners on all bases, bringing home component after component that was set up by the summer's major astrological influences. The eclipses, the retrogrades, and the structure-redefining trine between the lords of order and disruption, Saturn and Uranus. Pressure to break out of old ways and situations underscored the eclipses, when retrograde Mars and the nodes, the past versus the future, were triggering volatile Uranus, agent of awakening and liberation, as the focus of a T-square. That pressure is back, doubled. Now it's reinforcing the Saturn-Uranus trine, which brought commitment and structure to awakening liberation and innovative growth at the end of August. Once again, Uranus is monkey in the middle with the nodes and Mars, which are pushing for change, release, liberation, breakage. The three-way is driving this moon because it is ruled by Mars, the cosmic action hero and ruler of our drive. Mars has left his retrograde journey and re-entered Aquarius, which he first crossed into in mid-May. He is once again kicking up dust at the south node of the moon, which represents the past and ways of being we are leaving behind. Our motivations may whip up the past. Our actions may target the past. Anger, or angry men, may rise up from the past. Yes, it could be that simple. And the dichotomy between the old and the future could cause something to snap. The sun and the moon and their companions are also locked in a T-square, bearing down on stabilizing Saturn conjunct Vesta, keeper of the hearth flame. The pressure is calling for adulting, acting responsibly, and committing to both ourselves and to close partnerships. For some, this configuration amounts to a demand to make a home with the power to fuel, nurture, and last. Achieving that may require breaking out of other constraints, which is exactly the effect of the other T-square to Uranus. Mars is the link, the connector, the key. While he is pushing on Uranus, he is also making a semi-sextile to Saturn, a minor aspect that encourages suiting up and showing up in a new expression of maturity. This full moon pushes you to be the hero of your story. Watch for the incentive and the gumption to act on the fires that have been burning within you. Speak your heart. Make connections. Clean up the past. Again, yes. Break out of unsupportive arrangements, particularly on the home front, and commit to the stable, supportive, innovative situations that are blossoming before your eyes. Since this is the first full moon of the season, coming only 2 days after the equinox, you've got the next 3 months to play this out. Events will probably not take that long, however. A Mars-ruled moon doesn't exactly inspire patience. Instant gratification is more its style. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.